Hi, darling. Here it is, Saturday morning, and I'll get this tape started before I go off to get my hair done. It was indeed nice getting those two phone calls from you last week, at least on the Friday and then again on the Monday. You're going to have a huge phone bill. Have been noticing your weather. I would think this will go down in history as one of your worst winters that you've had in many a year. Between the volume of snow and the low temperatures. And I'm sure it's really enervating coping with the cold. It takes a lot of energy just keeping your body warm. I don't imagine you spend too much time out in the fresh air, however. But I don't know how much of a walk you have to take before you get to your means of transportation down to the office, and I'm not even sure how far you walk from the office to the elevator, or is it the underground? I really haven't any too much news. I think I mentioned on the phone that Trudy was in hospital. She had surgery on Wednesday. I gather there was something wrong in the area where the ureter joined onto the bladder on one side, and they've done a repair job there. And unfortunately, she's going to have further surgery in about 6 months' time, I gather. On the other kidney, it was plugged to something. So she really has a lot of what you would call genitourinary problems. However, I was up to see her last night for a while, and she looks pretty good and didn't seem to be too uncomfortable. Usual number of intravenous bottles running and drainage bottles and so forth. Mabel is still taking most of the combined energy of the whole family to keep her going, between Lorna going in and getting her breakfast and John and I getting her supper. And quite frankly, this can't go on. You know, you can do it for a while, but you can't indefinitely, not when you have other commitments. And I'm in a mess at work. I just seem to be inundated with work. And behind in reports and so forth. So, it's very difficult. You cannot hurt a person who's always been generous with their own time. And I can appreciate her not wanting to consider nursing home care at this point. And of course, getting a suitable person to come in is difficult. However, we'll have to work something out. By the way, I went to an auction a while back, bought some Indian baskets, which I think I'll say I used your money with for. This is what I had in mind. I don't know whether it was a good buy or not. However, you know, I've always wanted some. There was an estate being settled. And as usual, I go with Lorna, and she manages to restrain herself, and I find myself bidding. However, a really large one, another one. They're both in very good condition, and then a tray. Then, let me see, three little birch bark sort of baskets. When I woke up this morning, I wished you were there, that we could just lay in here, watch the morning coming, at least lightness coming, morning light. It's hard to tell at first whether it was going to be overcast or clear. And right now it looks like it's going to be a nice day. The skies are sort of a light gray with sun behind them. And I just would like to have snuggled up to you, darling. Let you know that I want you to love me. I'd have reached down for your balls. To cup them for a while. I think you like that, too. I'd like to press against you till I feel your cock getting hard and firm. Then I like to sort of position myself so that I feel that prick of yours right against my clitoris and into my cunt. Get my leg up and over you, sort of wound around you, so that we really sort of fuse. I like to rub my cheek against yours. Feel you to press against my breasts and my nipples hurt. Or my breast hurt would be more to the point. I'd start twisting and turning and sort of fucking on you. I think we'd start sort of scissors like. And really get that prick of yours up me, honey. And really fuck on you. That's what I'd like to be doing. Really work at it. You'd like to see me getting hotter and hotter. Till finally I say, oh, darling, spread me wide. And you'd get up and I'd slide onto my back and you'd spread my legs real wide and get down and bite on my nub and suck on it. Get your tongue up my cunt. I'd be so hot I'd lick a bit on you, honey. That's what I'd do. I really want you, dear. Then, darling, I'd tell you to fuck me. I'd get my legs up around your waist and ram that prick of yours in me so hard. I'd feel you coming down on my cheeks. I'm gonna never keep fucking you, darling. I'm gonna screw. That's what I want to do. Come on, darling, fuck me. Ram it in. That's what I want. Darling, I'm gonna get my legs up on your shoulders. I wanna come. Oh, darling, I wanna come. And arch and get my legs up there. I want you to explode too, darling. Darling, I want you to explode. Just imagine if you were here. Darling, I'm gonna pretend you're here. I'm gonna rub myself. Over your prick. And we'll rinse off at the shower and then have a tub. We'll both be content. And just dry you off a while. Tease you a bit as I get down to dry your cock and dry your cheeks. I'll spread them off for a while and you'll feel my tongue against your asshole. Just like when you dry me, you'll tell me to bend over so you can spread and look at me. Tease me a bit. Right, maybe you'll cream me and get your finger up me. Just because you like to see me twist and turn and cry out. You get your finger up my cunt. And sort of support myself on the counter there in the bathroom. Then I'll tell you I'm going to get your breakfast and you'll finish in the bathroom and shave and eventually you'll come out to the bath, into the kitchen, and I'll have a good breakfast there for you. That's what I wish today had in store for us. Anyhow, it's nice to think about it, isn't it? It looks like it's going to be a nice day, darling, and I think what we'd plan on doing if the sun really comes out is that after I got my hair done, you'd have things organized and I think we'd drive up the upper levels and we might even drive as far as Whistler Mountain. Especially if it's going to be a nice day. The road's paved to Whistler now and that's where most of the skiing is. In fact, there was a big tournament on just recently. It would be wonderful. I just looked out my window before I started doing this. In the rockery, I've got a great clump of purple crocuses out. The yellow ones come out first, but now I've got purple ones. I haven't any daffodils, but as I drove along Beach Drive the other day, I noticed some of the apartments right close, you know, where they get the warmth of the building, have daffodils out. Mind you, some years we've had them out earlier than this. And we could get a snowfall yet, but the gods have surely been kind to us this year. I hope next year they'll be kind to you. I really can't think of any more news to tell you. Except I simply hope I can get organized at work. Well, because the other thing is, I say I've been to do something about vacation lists, and this is a problem because they've issued some guidelines about how many can be off when, and several people want to go to Expo. What I'd really like to do is, I don't know, maybe go September. I wished I, you know, still had a car to get. I'd fly down, pick up a car, go to Expo, then I'd go down the St. Lawrence Seaway, down the St. Lawrence River, into the Gaspé Peninsula, Cape Breton Island, right to the Atlantic. I'd like to get down to the New England states, just maybe to Boston, I don't know, just to see New England, and drive back a different route than I went, which I believe there's a sort of circle tour, get the car back to Windsor, have it shipped home, and fly back. That's what a lot of people are doing, and that's what I wish I had been able to do. And needless to say, I would hope that some point along there I could get in and see you. Or that you would feel that you might be able to see, even if we just saw each other for a very brief period. As it is, I sort of have a blank about vacation. Maybe this was the year I should have tried to take one of those charter flights to England, to Europe, where you could get a return trip for $370, I think. And that wouldn't have been a bad deal. So, we'll see. I'd like to very much to see you, but I'm not counting on it, and I don't think you are either. Goodbye, darling. Don't forget how much I love you.